Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm, as most of you know, but I think it'd be important to say as I'm talking about police defining hate crimes right now, to tell you that I'm retired from the Phoenix Police Department, medically retired for injuries in the line of duty, and I served as a police officer there for many, many, many years, and this is the sixth largest city in the United States, have 2,500 police officers under arms in the city of Phoenix, and I was a police investigator, patrolman, head of their some of their what do we call it, the public relations organization there in South Phoenix, the high crime area of all of Arizona. We called it the war zone, us police officers down there in South Phoenix, because every day we go to war, literally, be in fights and battles and sometimes shooting, sometimes just big fights and gang fights and all kinds of things going on. So anyway, I'm talking to you as a cop, a retired cop, okay, about these things that I know about, all right? Now, let me give you an example here. You're called to the home of homosexuals, okay? let's say, three homosexual men, and this is exactly what Reverend Ted Pike says in his article, Police Define Hate Crimes, at truthtellers.org. His website is truthtellers.org. And the three homosexual men are loudly screaming that a Christian in the apartment house has intimidated them. Now, folks, all the years I was on the force and all the years I've been alive, I heard and I learned that you can't hurt somebody with words. I mean, you can hurt them, you can make them feel bad, but it's not a crime to say, well, you skunk, you know, or you so-and-so, you know. But today, a certain organization, a certain group of people are trying to make this hate crimes. And it is hate crimes now in about 45 different states who have passed hate crimes laws. So these homosexuals are screaming at this Christian and at the cops that he tried to intimidate them by calling them perverts. And that he said that he had friends in his church who were going to come and knock some sense into them. Okay, now it is just hard to understand that a Christian would say something like that. But the police arrive on the scene, they hear this. And the police question the Christian, and he admits to quoting Leviticus 18:22, which is God's word in the Holy Scriptures, that sodomy is an abomination. But truthfully, he denies any hint of physical threat. In other words, he didn't say he was going to go to the church and get guys to knock the heck out of them, knock some sense into them. Now, who shall the police believe, folks? Who should they believe? Under our American justice system, this case should go to court where a judge, or even better, a jury can hear both sides. Since the dispute does not involve physical evidence, a guilty verdict in court is essential to determine if a speech crime, such as verbal intimidation, even exists. Now, folks, it's horrible to talk about in America that we have speech crime. Yes, folks, speech crime, thought crimes, or verbal intimidation crimes. It's absolutely insanity, but it's a part of this Antichrist world government system and martial law in America. They want to be able to arrest you for anything if they don't like you, if you are a person that protests against tyranny and criminal activity on the part of your leaders, and terrorism on the part of your leaders, like was committed on 9/11 against our people by our own government. Then you need to be arrested. And that's what this new thought crimes law that they're trying to pass, that passed the House already, is going to pass the Senate if we don't raise and scream about it tomorrow morning when our elected things have come back to their office. But anyway, here's what will probably take place in our scenario of the three homosexual men screaming that this Christian intimidated them. The police may find the homosexual's detailed, impassioned testimony was very convincing. They may doubt the Christian's testimony. Why? The police today, folks, are probably influenced by anti-hate sensitivity training they've received in their own police departments, sponsored by the number one hate group in America, the most hateful group in America, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, who comes into police departments today and teaches you about anti-hate sensitivity training. Though the ADL written police anti-hate training manuals, or through the ADL written police anti-hate training manuals, the ADL teaches every police department in America that certain groups, such as Christians, with long-standing animosities towards other groups, homosexuals, for example, are totally biased. Well, folks, Christians just go by what God says in the Bible. They don't make it up as they go, like a lot of religious groups do. They go look in the Bible, and they see Leviticus 18:22, where God himself says that sodomy is an abomination. They don't make it up as they go. But the ADL is trying to get the Bible thrown out of America as hate literature anyway. All right? So they teach every police department that Christians are haters and that they get involved in biased crimes. Okay? In short, the police fill out a report that a hate crime of intimidation has occurred against the three homosexuals and that the Christian is the suspect. The report with details of the hate crime is then sent to the FBI. They publish it not as a suspected bias crime, but as an actual hate crime in their annual Uniform Crime Report. That's where they get these high numbers for hate crimes, folks, is that if they receive a report, like we just talked about, the three homosexuals screaming that the Christian intimidated them, that is sent into the FBI, and the FBI doesn't list it as a suspected hate crime, bias crime, but the FBI works for Israel, and this is true, folks, they work for the ADL. The ADL runs the FBI today, and I learned that as a police officer in Phoenix when I was a police investigator, and I was working with FBI agents, okay, that the ADL, and this has been 20 years ago, folks, had tremendous, tremendous power in the FBI. They were the organization that the FBI went to define who were the haters, to define who were the terrorists in this country. And the ADL would put all of their enemies down and give it to the FBI, and the FBI would take it as the truth. So this is really true, folks. Meanwhile, the Christian has suffered indignity and grave injustice. But see, that doesn't matter, folks. That doesn't matter. Because he's a Christian. Possessing no material evidence, the police have accused him of a hate crime, merely upon the allegations of complainants who are totally biased against Christians and the investigating officers without any due process of law. The police now have a file on him, this Christian, as the primary suspect in a hate crime. If not proven innocent, his record can prejudice the authorities against him for the rest of his life. But, of course, the authorities are against him for the rest of his life anyway because he's a Christian. And I can tell you that for certain, folks. In the Phoenix Police Department, the sixth largest police department in the nation, I was there when they started screening out Christians from being hired by the Phoenix Police Department. I was one of the people that caused them to do that. I was a Christian, and I stood up and said I would no longer do anything ordered to do that was immoral, and I would no longer do anything criminal, a crime, if ordered to do it. I wouldn't do it anymore. Okay, I wouldn't change my police report to protect the city from somebody that's suing them for us violating their constitutional rights, which is done all the time, folks. I was invited to go into these big rooms as a police officer with other officers after a night of violating someone's right in the city of Phoenix and told for us to sit down together and write our police report to get them identical, saying that he would be required to get on the witness stand and lie to the lies in our police report, make sure the city didn't lose a suit against the person who we had violated his constitutional rights. Be right back after the break. picked up on at least fighting hate crime. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're talking about police and these hate crimes, okay? It's very serious, folks, and we're going to have Ernie, our Capitol Hill commando, on at the first of the second hour to talk about how we can stop these things from happening in the USA. But I just wanted to tell you, go back to my story in Phoenix, Arizona, where the Phoenix Police Department screens out Christians now. If you are too Christian, now there are lukewarm Christians that they will take. In other words, when you go in to apply to become a police officer, you go through five or six tests. And one is a filling out of forms that ask you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions. And it's about your religious beliefs, what church you go to, and so forth and so on. And the reason they do that is they don't want another Jack McLam. The Phoenix Police Department had enough of me when I started saying no to immorality and I started saying no to illegality. In other words, I wouldn't commit crimes when told to do so by the city. And I wouldn't lie on my police reports, and I wouldn't get up and cover for anybody else that lied on their police reports. Well, the city got so mad at me, they fired me twice because I, first of all, I was the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. Police department loved me when I was winning all these awards. But then when I decided that our nation was going the wrong direction, and a lot of it had to do with us police officers, and I read a copy of my constitutional oath that I swore during my days during the Vietnam War. I swore an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies foreign and domestic. And then I swore basically the same oath as a police officer, a constitutional oath to protect the people, their property, and their rights, and so forth, and the Constitution of the United States from all enemies foreign and domestic. And I decided I was going to stop, as a Christian man, stop allowing the management to tell me to commit immoral acts that the city would tell me to commit, and then commit illegal acts that the city would tell me to commit, my fellow supervisors, police supervisors. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. And that's what we spent 28 years doing here at our two police and military associations, is getting other police officers and soldiers to say, no, I'm not going to do anything immoral, and I'm not going to do anything unlawful or anything that violates my constitutional oath. This is our 28th year of volunteer activity here at our two police and military associations doing those very things. Anyway, back to our case here where police define crimes, hate crimes, okay? So, anyway, the police departments started screening out Christians. They would have you fill out this questionnaire of hundreds of questions all about your personal life and find out if you were a hardcore Christian, and it was enough that it scared them, they wouldn't hire you as a police officer. Now, if you, after filling out and after them questioning you, which you do go in for an oral examination, too, before you become a police officer, where they sit around in a circle and question you to see if you're willing to do things immoral, see if you're willing to do things unlawful if told to do so. You see, our system today, folks, works on this system of the end justifies the means political system, okay? The end justifies the means today in law enforcement and the military. In other words, winning is the only thing. Who is that? Lombardi, a great football coach, can't remember his first, Vince Lombardi, I guess it was, that says, winning isn't the only thing, winning isn't everything, winning is everything, the only thing. Well, that is the end justifies the means political philosophy, folks, that law enforcement and military are taught that winning is everything, and it doesn't matter how you win. If you have to do things immoral, if you have to do things unlawful to win, you have to win. Winning is everything, okay? And so if you have Christians coming into a police department, guess what? Some of those Christians are not going to be lukewarm that God speaks about spewing out of his mouth. Lukewarm Christians that just sit back and let everything happen and don't do anything like he told us to do in Psalm 94:16, standing up against evildoers, rising up against the workers of iniquity. And so the police departments are screening them out because they don't want any more Jack McLambs. I started a publication called Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues 28 years ago, and the government has hated it because I've tried to get for 28 years as a volunteer here police officers to say no to immoral activity and unlawful activity, like these police officers are involved in here in this short story I'm telling you. Talking with hate crime statistics authorities in the FBI. I hear the music, folks. I'll be right back. We'll finish up about hate crime here. But it has so much to do with your life, my life, folks. crime of intimidation is incredible and unlawful. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Back, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam. In talking about hate crime statistics, authorities in the FBI and the Oregon State Police and Portland, Oregon Police, we found them confident that the opinions of police, assisted by the FBI and the ADL guidelines, Anti-Defamation League, who are totally biased against Christians, totally. They hate Christians, are trustworthy. The police assume it's trustworthy. The state assumes that the FBI, the ADL, and police opinion is trustworthy in determining what is verbal intimidation and who should be accused of it. These law enforcement experts reason that just as officers can be trusted to determine when physical crimes, such as burglary, assault, etc., occur, so they can be trusted to correctly identify speech crimes and their perpetrators. In fact, Portland and the state police statistics experts began or became positively angry at our assertion that a physical crime and a speech crime are very, very different realities, requiring different considerations under the law. And, of course, they do, folks. A physical crime has physical evidence. But a speech crime where one group says they're offended by another group or an individual, where's the physical evidence of this? In other words, people that hate other people can lie and say that somebody intimidated them, said this or that about them. Remember, I think I told you last week that at a university, matter of fact, I may have read it to you. I've got it here someplace. At a university in America, a young girl that was a reporter for the student newspaper at the university kept saying that she was having swastikas. She's a Jewish girl. That somebody was painting swastikas on her door of her dorm room. And sure enough, the police would come and there'd be a swastika painted on the door of her dorm room. And it happened 5 times. And she was very upset, and two other Jewish brothers on the newspaper kept hitting the police and hitting the police and hitting the university and the university over and over again saying, why don't you do something to stop this? Why don't you catch this person that's painting these swastikas on the door of this good little Jewish girl? Well, the little Jewish girl finally decided to tell the police and the university to put up cameras so they could catch the person doing this. Well, unknown to her, folks, the police had already done that. The university had already done that, and they caught who? They caught her, the little Jewish girl, painting the swastikas on her own door. Okay? So there are people that hate people. There's people that hate certain groups of people, like Christians, for example, or they have ulterior motives of wanting to propose that there's hate crimes going on when there really is not going on. Hate crimes is real important, folks, to the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and to organizations, Jewish organizations like the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, Morris Sleaze's organization. Okay, an attorney, Morris Sleaze. I call him Sleaze because he's so sleazy. His name's really Dees, Morris Dees, but he's a sleaze. And they love to have Jews and blacks commit these hate crimes against themselves and then call the police, and it's registered as a hate crime. And they did it to themselves. They burned a cross in their own yard and say, uh-oh, the KKK was here last night and burned a cross in our yard. Hate crime, because, folks, there's organizations like Morris Sleaze's group that makes big money, the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, off hate crimes. And the ADL makes big bucks from Jewish organizations that fund them when there's a lot of hate crimes out there. So they promote hate crimes. Okay? So what we're saying here, folks, is you can't trust. When I come in as a police officer and one guy says he called me this name and he's intimidated me and that's a biased crime, it's a hate crime, and then the other guy said I didn't do it, where's the evidence? Matter of fact, in this case, there's three homosexual sodomites saying that a Christian did this and that to him, called him names. And the other guy's a single individual Christian. Now, how can an officer believe when they know that homosexuals, for the most part, hate Christians because the Christians go by God's word in the Bible? And God's word says it's an abomination and they're going straight to hell if you're a sodomite or you're a lesbian. And matter of fact, the Bible in Leviticus says they should be stoned to death. Now, we don't go that far, okay, because we Christians pray for homosexuals and lesbians and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to send the Holy Ghost upon them and save their souls and bring them out of that evil lifestyle that they have chosen for themselves. No, they weren't born into it. God created man and woman, and if he had created lesbians and homosexuals, he wouldn't be calling it an abomination. In the Bible, the most harsh term God ever used in the Bible was an abomination. But this thing, folks, that we're allowing to happen, these hate crimes and thought crimes, are going to come back to haunt all of us, okay? Because if we upset anybody, we're going to jail. It's called verbal intimidation. If you upset anybody, they're going to soon put you in jail for upsetting anybody. Calling your congressman, calling your senators one day, and you verbally intimidate that person saying, listen, if you don't vote against this bill, this thought crime bill, I'm going to vote against you. I'm going to get others to vote against you in the next election. Folks, that will be called verbal intimidation one day very soon, especially if this thought crime bill passes. And they will come get you if they can find you, and they will arrest you for verbal intimidation, hate crimes, bias crimes. It's insanity. Yes, it is, folks, but it is totalitarianism. It is controlling the people 100% and getting you to sit down and shut up and going along with your own slavery and the slavery of your children and grandchildren. That's what they're trying to do here. And, of course, eliminate Christianity entirely and the Bible entirely. Now before Congress, folks, is a hate crimes bill and also a thought crimes bill, which we're going to talk about next hour with our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia. But I just want to tell you, folks, I just wanted to share with this here, folks, that enforcement of this kind of hate crime and setting up, like they've already done, an anti-hate bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., similar to that which exists in socialist countries such as Canada and Sweden today and Germany, there the only criterion in those nations of whether a hate crime exists is whether the feelings, folks, of members of an identifiable group such as homosexuals were hurt. Their feelings were hurt. And you'll be arrested and fined a tremendous fine and maybe even serve time in jail. Now, do you want to live under such repression and fear of indictment like that, each of all of us? If we're going to uphold the Holy Bible and do what God tells us to do, we're going to have to preach His Word and tell people the truth. Like homosexuals, for example, to try to get them out of that lifestyle that's going to send them straight to hell. If you care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them the truth. If you don't care about homosexuals, then leave them alone and they'll go straight to hell. But I happen to care about homosexuals. I had homosexual friends in Phoenix, Arizona. And I would tell them about this all the time. Well, now they could call the police and have me arrested for telling them about what God says about homosexuality, that it is, you're not born that way, like they're teaching in the schools today, the government schools today. Oh, you were born that way. Nothing you can do about it. Not true, folks. God created man and woman. And if you were born that way, He wouldn't be saying you were going to be damned to hell, and it's an abomination in the Scriptures. There's still time for you to protest, folks, this hate crimes bill, which Ernie's going to tell us about here soon, and also the thought crimes bill, Senate Bill 1959. If you've never written, called, emailed your congressman, now's the time to do it. Now, being that they're probably going to take it up Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday this week and pass it, you don't have time to write to them, okay? We're going to have to call, and we're going to have to fax as fast as we can our congressmen and senators. The anti-hate forces in the Senate have enough votes to pass these bills right now, folks. Yet, if enough concerned Americans protest right now, and we call, and we email, and we fax, and we should do all three. If we've got a fax machine, an email, and a phone, we should call them, email them, and fax them, and tell them to don't pass this hate crimes legislation and thought crimes legislation, okay? We have to do it, folks, because if they pass it, it is the end of our protesting. What they're doing is shutting down protesting. And if they shut down protesting, folks, without you going to jail, if you protest, you go to jail, in other words, then it's over for our country. We're going to be under a totalitarian system. The beauty of it right now, folks, is this. If we protest, call, and we fax, and we email our elected things right now, let me tell you, they respond. When we have millions of faxes going on, millions of phone calls going on, they respond and they do not pass this horrendous, unconstitutional legislation. They don't do it. Praise God. That's exciting. Okay, folks, I have an open letter here from a Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired, Robert Bowman. And he's talking about the things we were just talking about here. He's saying in his letter, open letter, to the new generation of military officers serving and protecting our nation. And his cry is, do not follow unlawful orders. Here's what he has to say. You are facing challenges in 2007, dear comrades. We are grievously involved in these wars, and previous generations have never dreamed of the problems we're having today. He says, I'm just an old fighter pilot, 101 combat missions in Vietnam in an F-4 Phantom, who's now a disabled veteran with terminal cancer from Agent Orange. My mailing list is over 22,000, and it includes many veterans from all branches of the service, all political parties, and all parts of the political spectrum. We are Republicans. We're Democrats, meaning the officers, military officers. We're Greens. We're Libertarians. We're Constitutionalists. We're Reformers, and a good many independents, too, politically. What unites us is our desire for a government of the people that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people as our government is supposed to. We see our government going down the wrong path today, all too often ignoring military advice and heading us towards great danger and disaster. And we look to you, the military officers who still serve, as the best hope for protecting our nation from disaster. We see the current Iraq war as having been unnecessary, entered into under false pretenses, and horribly mismanaged by the civilian authorities. Thousands of our brave troops have been needlessly sacrificed in a futile attempt at just occupation of a hostile land. Many more thousands have suffered wounds which will change their lives forever and ever. Tens of thousands have severe psychological problems because of what they've seen and what they've been made to do. Potentially, hundreds of thousands could be poisoned by depleted uranium, with symptoms appearing years later. Some symptoms are appearing right now. Just as happened to us who were exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam. The military services are depleted and demoralized today. The VA system is underfunded and overwhelmed. The National Guard and the Reserves have been subjected to tour after tour after tour of duty in these godforsaken countries that we're occupying, disrupting the lives for even the lucky ones who return home intact. Their lives are disrupted. Jobs have been lost. Marriages have been destroyed. Homes have been foreclosed. And children have been estranged from their families. And for what? We've lost allies, made new enemies across the earth, and created thousands of new terrorists, further endangering the American people. That's what we've done. But you know all of this. I'm sure you also see the enormous danger in the possible attack on Iran today, possibly with nuclear weapons. Unbelievable. Such an event, seriously contemplated by the Cheney faction of the Bush administration. Remember, Cheney is the actual president of Bush, Boy George Bush's puppet. Would make enemies of Russia and China and turn us into the number one rogue nation on the face of the earth. We'll be right back, folks, after this break and finish up this hour talking with Robert Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Time for the first hour here, and we'll have Ernie on the second hour for a little while. But anyway, finishing up here, Dr. Robert M. Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired, has said, do not follow unlawful orders. He says that I'm sure you can see that enormous danger in a possible attack on Iran, possibly with nuclear weapons. Unbelievable. Such an event seriously contemplated by President Cheney, and he is the President of the United States, and boy, George Bush is just a puppet. He says the Cheney faction of the Bush administration would make enemies of Russia and China and turn us into a number one rogue nation on the face of the earth. The effects on our long-term national security would be devastating. Some of us had hoped that the new Democratic Congress would end the occupation of Iraq and take firm steps to prevent an attack on Iran, perhaps by impeaching Bush and Cheney. These hopes have been totally dashed. The lily-livered Democrats have caved in, turning their backs on those few, like Congressman Jack Murtha, who understands the situation. Many of us have personally talked or walked the halls of Congress, but to no avail. This is where you come in, fellow officers in the military. We know that many of you share our concern and determination to protect our republic from the arrogant, out-of-control imperial presidency and a compliant, mamby-pamby Congress, both of which are unduly influenced by the oil companies and big money interests. For sure, folks, for sure, that's exactly right. They're paid under the table millions of dollars for going around and supporting this international criminal cabal. He goes on to say, we know that you, like us, wouldn't have pursued a military career unless you were idealistic and promoted and are totally devoted to our nation and its people. None of us do it for the pay and good working conditions. But we also recognize that you may not see how you can influence these events. We in the military have always had a historic subservience to civilian authority. Perhaps I can help with whatever wisdom I've gathered from age. I retired in 78, and so I am ancient indeed, he says. Our oath of office is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I might suggest that this includes a rogue president and vice president. Certainly, we are bound to carry out our legal orders of our superiors. But the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ, which binds all of us, enshrines the Nuremberg Principles, which this country established after World War II, which you're probably too young to remember. One of these Nuremberg principles says that we in the military have not only the right, but also the duty to refuse illegal orders. It was on this basis that we executed Nazi officers who cried and cried, we were only carrying out our orders. The Constitution, which we are sworn to uphold, says that treaties entered into by the United States are the law of the land, equivalent to the Constitution itself. Accordingly, we in the military are sworn to uphold treaty law, including the United Nations Charter and Geneva Convention, as long as these treaties do not violate our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Well, folks, I didn't get through it. We'll finish up with Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman on the top of the next hour here, folks. And we'll finish this up real quick, and we'll have Ernie on from Virginia. Be right back. With